Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman bringing us back here. That's Joe Cocker. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm talking about the crowd, ladies and gentlemen, not the cloud. We talk about the cloud a lot, although the cloud contributes to the crowd. The cloud actually contributes to bringing the crowd together. And so in the previous segment, I was talking about the crowd. I talked about crowd, the wisdom of crowds, and that was a term that James Surowiecki titled his book after, and I mentioned crowdsourcing, and I described that too in the previous segment. And Jeff Howe, by the way, Jeff Howe, H-O-W-E, is the author of Crowdsourcing. I talked about that. But this segment I want to talk about crowdfunding. And I don't know if anybody's written a book about crowdfunding yet, but there's a lot of people are talking about it. Some people are actually doing it. And crowdfunding is a couple of ways you can do crowdfunding. One is by direct investment, where you get something back. I guess you get some stock or an option or something like that. And then the other would be an actual loan from someone. They would actually make you a loan of whatever, however much, you know, $25 or $2,500 or whatever the amount would be. So all of this community building that you've heard me talk about so much and that I encourage you to do, one of the byproducts of all this community building is crowdfunding. The idea of the attraction of the possibility of crowdfunding. But when I think of crowdfunding, I think of it as being from people that you really don't know, people that you don't have a close relationship with. And therein lies a problem, because there are security laws, 1933, 1934 security acts, prevent you from going to someone you don't know and asking them for money to put into a venture. Unless you are, number one, licensed to do so under the Securities Act of 1933, 1934, and any subsequent ones, and I should say, your security has been either approved by the SEC or designated as a private placement and you follow certain rules. That include, you know, the due diligence, the full disclosure part. Everything has to be fully disclosed. It's a big deal. It's not easy. I used to be in this business. It's not easy. It's very complicated to create a non-registered Regulation D type of security in order to raise money for a venture, whether it be cattle or oil or real estate or coins or whatever it may be. Research and development, it doesn't matter. Now, so if you're going to raise money from the crowd, implying that you don't know these people, not well enough at least, if your small business is going to raise money from the crowd, you stand the risk of running afoul of the securities laws of the United States. So consequently, there are measures in place being debated even as we speak in Washington that would make exceptions to the security laws for crowdfunding. And I know people whom I admire very much who are actually pushing these things. They actually are trying to get these things passed. I am not one of those people. I don't know enough about it yet, but what I think I know about the whole process makes me believe that it's not going to work. And here's why. If you want to give me money, if you want to just say, here, Jim, here, if 1,000 people want to give me $25, then that's one thing. And you can say, okay, I like the idea. I like Jim's values. I like what he does. I like that he's helping small business. So, okay, I'm going to chip in $25 just toward his mission, towards his ministry, or whatever it may be. What, you know, my product or whatever. You like my product. And you want to donate $25. That's one thing. But if you expect to get something back, if you've been attracted to my offering, to my idea, and to the point where you're ready to turn loose with some cash, and you expect to get something back, now that's a different story. Because for a couple of reasons, there are two main reasons why it's perilous with regard to small businesses. Number one, most small businesses don't keep the kind of records that would give you, in my opinion, would give anybody who would put any money in where they expected to get a return that would make those people happy and confident that they're going to get their money back and a return. And number two, you're going to want, like any venture capitalist, you're going to want your money back at some time. You're going to want your capital back at some time. And most small business owners don't have an exit strategy to do that. So there's a problem. And number three, the by definition, crowdfunding means that the funding is coming from a crowd, which I would think would mean a lot of people. That means that somebody has to manage all of those relationships. And that is a big, big job, which I think most small businesses are not prepared to do. And that's the reason why I think crowdfunding is not going to work. Long term, I just don't think it's a good idea. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's
night. She was hanging on Johnny. He was holding on. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.